So the University of Western Australia's School of Psychological Science is currently looking for participants for a new trial, exploring whether digital treatment for insomnia can improve symptoms of depression in young adults. The study's lead investigator, Dr. Celie Richardson, joins us now to tell us more about it. Welcome, Dr. Richardson.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what role does sleep play in mental health?
It plays an incredibly important role. So as young people sort of develop from the onset of puberty, there are really important changes that happen in sleep. So they take longer to build up sleepiness during the day and their body clock delays. And this means that young people are really predisposed to experiencing sleep problems like insomnia. And then that insomnia then acts as a really important risk factor for the onset of mental health problems like depression, anxiety and eating disorders.
Now, the study that you're conducting looks into digital insomnia treatment. What is that?
So it's a web-based form of treatment. The treatment that we've put together is five sessions. They take about 20 minutes each to work through on the website each week. And the treatment components have been kind of distilled down to some text that you read. We've got some kind of videos that you watch and then some graphics that you kind of look through as well. So we've kind of distilled down all of the kind of components of an in-person psychological treatment for sleep problems into this kind of digital format.
And why would a kind of study following this digital format benefit over, say, other studies in this area?
Well, I think there are benefits to digital treatments. Unfortunately, there aren't enough health professionals who have adequate treatment and how to treat sleep problems. So there's this bit of an issue where there are more young people who need access to sleep treatments than there are health professionals who can provide that treatment. So a digital form of the treatment means that treatment is a lot more kind of accessible to young people, particularly through the trials that we're running. Treatment is provided completely free of charge, which is obviously very attractive to young people. So they're just a couple of the benefits of this digital format of treatment.
Yeah, definitely. And as you mentioned, the study does focus on young adults. I believe the age range is 18 to 24. Why was this age group selected?
Well, like I mentioned, there are these really important changes that happen from the onset of puberty that impact the kind of quality and quantity of our sleep, and those risk factors stick around until those sort of early adult years. So for this first trial, we're specifically looking at 18 to 24-year-olds as young adults. However, in the future, I am looking to adapt the digital treatment to younger populations of teenagers as well.
And has there been similar research into this area? Have you yourself done anything similar?
So there are digital insomnia treatment programs available overseas that have quite a lot of evidence. So there is, quite a lot of evidence out there that these digital insomnia treatment programs are effective not only just for sleep but also for mental health. But there aren't so many that have been adapted specifically for young people. And really importantly, for the Australian context, many of those evidence-based digital CBTI programs are not available in Australia. And so the program that we've put together is hoping to kind of address that gap.
Yeah, definitely. I feel that's a recurring theme of things that just aren't available here. So, of course, you are looking at the moment for participants for the trial. What does participation in this study involve? You did briefly mention, of course, the digital treatment, but as a whole, what can people expect from partaking in this?
So initially we're just asking participants to kind of register their interest. There's a little bit of a quick screening questionnaire to fill in just to make sure that what we're offering is a good fit for you. Once people are kind of enrolled in the trial, they'll either kind of get access to the treatment immediately, or they'll get some sleep education information to start with and then get access to the treatment after an 8-week kind of waiting period. And in terms of the kind of research side of the study, we have five research kind of follow-ups over a period of about 8 months. These involve doing some questions online and also coming into UWA to do a bit of a research session. And there is a small kind of honorarium involved for those that are able to come into campus to do those research sessions as well.
So if anyone listening is interested in this, where can people go to learn more about the study?
Yeah, so I think the first port of call would just be to send an email to us at digitalcbti@uwa.edu.au. And so you can just express your interest and we can send through a link to that screening questionnaire. So just a reminder, that email was digitalcbti@uwa.edu.au.
Stunning. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Richardson.
Thanks so much.
That was Dr. Celia Richardson from UWA's School of Psychological Science talking to us about a new study looking into whether digital treatment for insomnia can improve symptoms of depression. As we mentioned, more information can be found if you email digitalcbti@uwa.edu.au.